From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The Afghan Election Commission has ordered a runoff election in Afghanistan for November 7th. The order came after a fraud investigation dropped President Hamid Karzai below 50% of the vote total. Karzai accepted the panel's ruling and endorsed a runoff election. NPR's Soraya Zahari-Nelson is in Kabul. She says holding the runoff won't be easy.
The problem is that you have to hire new poll workers. Obviously, many of the other poll workers were accused of being involved in fraud. So you have to find people willing to do this, who are going to be honest and who are not afraid of the security situation. You also have to get polling stations out to these very remote areas, which some of them are now starting to be under snow. I mean, this is a very high elevation place, and so you have many areas that already have seen the first snow of the winter. And so this is going to be very complex, but they seem determined to pull this off in early November.
The runoff is being held because Afghan law says one is needed if no candidate gets above 50%. The Pakistani capital Islamabad was hit by more deadly suicide attacks today. Two explosions on the campus of the International Islamic University killed at least seven people, including the two suicide bombers. According to a police officer, the attackers struck in a women's cafeteria and the Islamic Law Department. The explosions follow a string of bloody militant attacks around the country in recent weeks and amid warnings of more. The university's sprawling campus has more than 18,000 students, nearly half of them women. Many of the students come from abroad, including around 700 from China. It is the seat of Islamic learning. California's attorney general is unveiling fraud allegations against a major institutional bank. Steve Julian of member station KPCC has more.
There has been no comment yet on which bank will be named, but it's said to face allegations that it defrauded California's two largest pension funds. CalPERS administers retirement for the state's 1.6 million state workers and has about $173 billion in assets. The California State Teachers Retirement System oversees retirement, disability, and survivor benefits for California's 833,000 public school educators and their families. It has a portfolio worth about $114 billion. The announcement from California Attorney General Jerry Brown will seek to recover nearly $200 million in what he calls illegal overcharges and penalties. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
Wholesale prices dropped unexpectedly in September due to lower energy costs as inflation remains in check amid signs of a broad economic recovery. The Labor Department says the producer price index fell 0.6% last month. Prices are lower on Wall Street. At this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 21 points to 10,071. The Nasdaq is down 4 points to 2173. This is NPR News. Voting has begun in Niger in the first legislative elections since the president forced through constitutional changes to increase his power and extend his mandate. The opposition is boycotting the vote in the uranium-rich but impoverished West African nation. NPR's Ophelia Christocton reports.
Niger's president, Mamadou Tanja, has been criticized at home and abroad for dismissing the previous government and dissolving the country's highest court. He enraged the opposition by holding a referendum on a new constitution which enables him to run for a third presidential term. The proposal was approved in a landslide victory in August. The regional economic bloc ECOWAS called for the elections to be postponed and sent an 11th-hour delegation to Niger over the weekend. But Tanja's government insisted the vote would go ahead. His political opponents accused the president of wanting to cling to power for life and that the elections are an attempt to give his regime a veneer of legitimacy. Ofer Biakwistakton, NPR News, Dakar.
President Obama has set a new policy on Sudan. Humanitarian groups have shown varying degrees of enthusiasm over this new approach. The new policy relies on incentives for the Sudanese government to end the violence. It includes threats of stronger pressures if it does not. The president of the Save Darfur Coalition says the president has put his administration on a course to a more effective policy, but he says the president himself must become involved. The head of an anti-genocide program at the Center for American Progress says that the Obama policy is encouraging, but that it is meaningless until it is implemented. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.